6:30 today because of the Royals. At 5:10, I'll talk with Drew Spira, K-State Director of Basketball Operations. By the way, we did learn today, Kamau Stokes has officially taken his name out of the NBA draft. Got confirmation on that from K-State after a report earlier today from CBS Sports. So, as expected, he was just doing it to give feedback. He will be back in purple and white next season. Nothing to fret about as far as that is concerned. Also, Isaiah Maurice is going to play on an Athletes in Action tour. And the word was they had a press gathering for him earlier today. Word is he's trying to get up to 240 pounds from 225, where he was playing at last year. So he's trying to get himself ready to take over a big role next year, because I think he will inside for the Wildcats. To break somewhat from sports here, I am not a very good poker player.
This is a sport.
Well, I would call poker more of a skill than a sport. I don't think it's a sport. But I am, you know, my philosophy with sports talk, the way that I like to do it. I mean, I like encompassing entertainment in everything, not just going with sports all the time. So I would put poker certainly in that category. I'm not very good, but I have, I was playing fairly regularly there for a while, and I have another poker game to go to tonight. And I know that you're a very good poker player. You play on a regular basis. And I just need you to help me out, because I never come away. I mean, I just go in knowing I'm going to pay my money, and that's just the cost of hanging out for the night.
Right.
So,
well, here, I'm going to help you win some money.
I need some help. Give me some beginner tips. Is anything that I could register in my brain that would help me out in like 2 hours?
Okay. So problem number one for you why you're losing money is because you're playing with people you know. Okay, so during the game, you're probably, you know, talking with the guys, you know, having a good time, having a good conversation, but you're not really paying attention as much to the game and how the other people play. You need to pay attention to how they play, because everybody has a tell. Everybody has a certain thing they do that can tell you what kind of hand they exactly have. So, you know, you know who you're playing with. You've spoken with them before. You know, kind of pay attention to the game, especially if you're not in a hand. If you're not in a hand, you can pay attention more.
But see, that's when I'm less inclined to pay attention to anything. Like, then I just break away. You're telling me when I'm not actually in it, I have to be, like, locked in, looking at everybody across the table?
Right.
Scanning left and right?
Here's a big piece of advice, and I use this all the time. Don't overplay your hand. If you have a nice – if you have a pair of kings and the flop comes up 7-10 jack, you're in pretty good position. You have an overpair. You know, if you're in another hand with one person, you're out of position. They're going first and they bet. You know, don't raise them. Just call it. You're in a good position. Another card comes out. It's a deuce. You're great. You're golden. I mean, odds are you have the best hand. So let them do the damage. And if they check, go ahead and put a bet out there. What they call a value bet. Don't bet too much. You want to keep that person in the hand because you feel like you got the best hand, and more than likely you do.
So. Well, here's another thing along those lines that happens to me, because I do fall into that trap. I also fall into the trap of sometimes I get bored and I just want to bluff and see what I can do. Just bluff.
You need patience for poker.
Bluff.
Because you're not going to win right away.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I'm not sure that I'll ever be a good poker player, then. I don't know that I have enough patience for it.
That's the thing. If you have pocket aces, it looks like a beautiful hand, right? Get as many people out as you possibly can before that flop comes up, because somebody's going to get lucky. You know, bet four times the big blind, because if somebody's calling you, they probably have something decent, and it's more likely you're going to – it's hard to bluff people with pocket aces. I'll just put it that way.
I'll be completely honest. Even you rattling off all the poker terms, like I understand them for the most part on their own, but trying to piece all that together in my head, what exactly you were saying to me, that was a bit of a struggle. Drew Spira, K-State Director of Basketball Ops, is coming up.